from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
With all due respect to everybody else on the team, it is a Caleb Williams victory Monday, and today is also different because Molly and Haw have the day off today. As a matter of fact, Molly and Haw will be off today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Good for them.
Yes, good for them.
And Thursday.
And Thursday as well. I only worry about the days that I am in, and Marshall Harris is here as well, and he probably only worries about the days, unless you're in on Thursday as well.
No, I'm not. I'm just here Monday through Wednesday, but you know what? I'm not worried about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday because I know We got a deep bench around here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just happy to be on the roster. I'm happy to be celebrating. Give it to me again, the Caleb Williams.
It's a Caleb Williams victory Monday. I just came up with that 30 seconds ago.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with it. I mean, obviously, it was a dub for the Bears, but more importantly, as you said, a dub for Caleb Williams. And anybody who is like highly anticipating what's going to happen. I remember Justin Fields when he started. This is different.
This is very different.
And I think everyone is, whether they're breathing a sigh of relief, or now just so with the chest out a little bit, hopeful about the future?
That's such a great question. And I did some Bears postgame stuff on Sunday after the game the other day, and one of the questions I was asking was in the spirit of what you're saying. Were you relieved by it? Because you've been hearing so much. Bears fans have had their souls ripped out with Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. Bears fans gave all of their love to Trubisky, and more so to Justin Fields. They were loving Justin Fields on the way out of town, as a matter of fact. A lot of people were. So now, here we are. I am part of a group of people. You are part of a group of people who have been telling Bears fans and Chicago sports fans now for about a year how good Caleb Williams is, that he should be on the Bears, that he should be playing for the Bears, and that he was out there actually playing in a preseason game. I will tell you this, Marshall. I've been to just about every single Bears practice for training camp, and even going back to the OTAs, mini camps, everything. My attendance is close to 100%. This is the best that I have seen Caleb Williams look so far in playing with the Chicago Bears, which was really heartening for me to see, just because during training camp, or what has been going on with him, He doesn't look bad. Like he still, every day I walk out of there going, yeah, he's the guy because of maybe one or two special plays he's made. But what he hasn't done during training camp that he did do in this game was put together actual drives. Like he wasn't moving the team, or it hasn't moved the team down the field as successfully as he did in that game. So that is, I just want people to know from somebody who's been there just about every day, this is the best I've seen him look, Marshall.
And it's twofold for me, right? Because the reason why it's not a sigh of relief is because I've seen him, I've talked to him, I understand what he's about, and I understand he's a rookie. First and foremost, it's going to take time, right? And so you're wondering, well, how long is it going to take? and your eyewitness accounts, other people's eyewitness accounts who have been with him every day at training camp, talking about maybe not even a lack of consistency, but just a lack of actual results. Like, you might see flashes of greatness. You might see, okay, he's doing this good. But at the end of the day, it's like, are you getting anything done? Well, we got to see him line up, although, as it is, the preseason, against a very vanilla Buffalo Bills defense who did not have all of their players out there. Let's lay it out there. But the bottom line is, he went up against who he went up with. He had a couple of drives, and they moved down the field. I was more impressed with that second drive where, you know, you're pinned down deep in your own territory, and just to move the ball down the field. Play calling, I was like, man, maybe y'all should like lean on Caleb Williams, let him do things if it's third down and you have a chance to, you know, maybe get into the end zone. But overall, you can't be disappointed in what you saw. And while you're saying, yes, that wasn't against, you know, what he's going to see in the regular season necessarily with the scheming and everything else, productive and mistake-free. He didn't turn the ball over. Very basic things when you're talking about a rookie quarterback making his first ever preseason start.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And several, you know, for people who didn't watch closely and you're just checking this out for the first time, he had two series, 18 plays altogether. And one of the plays that we were talking about before we came, that everybody is buzzing about, was that impossible play, to your point, on the second drive, the impossible play, or at least the way it looked on television, looked like an impossible connection where Caleb Williams rolls right, bootleg, play action, looks down the field, pump fakes, flings it down the field 25 yards to Cole Kmet on the sideline. Great throw, great catch. But if there was one moment that you're watching and you want to jump out of your seat, that's the moment right there. That's the play, like, where you're like, wow. Wow. I mean, and there was many plays. And I mean, if you have a play that he made that you thought was more significant than that, please tell me, because they were all very significant. But that play, the 25-yard play to Cole Kmet, that's the special. And that's the kind of thing that at least once a practice we've been seeing. So I'm so glad that everybody got to see some of that.
I don't know if spoiled is the right word, but I've definitely been like watching Bears quarterbacks for the last 3 years, wondering if they can make just the routine play. And I know it looked more spectacular because of the end result, but just the ability to find DeAndre Swift when he did as the pocket, you know, it's a design play. Yeah. But he did it with such, he made it look smooth. And that's all I'm looking for, somebody to make things the easy look easy, the routine look routine. And that has not been the case since I moved to Chicago. And so to see him do that over the course of the two drives, you know, he had a couple of drops or whatever, but like you walk away from the game saying, you really, now I'm not saying you didn't have to watch the rest of the game, but obviously you're tuning in to see what Caleb Williams does. And when he was done playing, you were like, if I turn this game off, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. And I was actually cool with the 18 plays. I was like, all right, get him out. Feeling good about himself. And what was that to DeAndre Swift, though, exactly? Was that, how do you characterize it? What's the word? Is that a shovel? Is that a flip? Is that a sidearm pass? I'm trying to figure out exactly how it should have been characterized. The 42-yard flip play? Was it a flip? Did he flip the ball to him?
I think flip works because okay. It wasn't like a conventional pass. Like, it wasn't like overhand, like conventional. It was kind of a to the side.
So but it wasn't a traditional shovel pass,
which no.
We've seen the Bears run way too much
of. Not your favorite, Mark?
Unfortunately, I think that I am still scarred on that play from Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy loved to get over creative, or at least try to, and some of it worked. I mean, there was Santa's sleigh. There was a few beautiful moments for Matt Nagy for sure with play calling, but the shovel pass, way too much. I think it was one of the first plays that he called, as a matter of fact. So I'm a little bit scarred by that. But I think that one of the beautiful parts about the game of Caleb Williams this week is we saw the full repertoire. We saw him
do everything.
We saw him roll out. We saw him run for 13 yards on a third down to get a first down. So if you wanted just a little taste of all the skills of Caleb Williams, the super sets, the super skills, you got a little taste of all of it.
My thing was, you know, when you're playing quarterback, especially when you're not a veteran quarterback, take what the defense gives you. And I felt like he did that the entire game. Or I'm sorry, the entire two series he was in the game.
Yes.
He did that to perfection. And Matt Eberflus and them, they had to be happy with it. But also Caleb, after the game, the way he talked about it, he understands, like, this is just a first step. He's never, like, he never gets too excited, right? Last time I saw him excited was when he hadn't heard his name call on draft night. Ever since then, it's been like, all right, we're going to work now. And I love that approach from him, and I can't wait to see the type of play that he has to have to get himself excited again. I think he's just built for the moment. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going to lead the Bears to a Super Bowl or anything like that, but I'm saying he seems like a guy who's in position mentally at least, and obviously with the physical tools, to be as good as anyone they've had in the last, you can fill in the blank there, Mark. Yeah, I'll let you fill in that blank.
Yeah, be as good as anybody since, I suppose, the last quarterback that you could look at and say, yeah, I suppose he was good with the Bears was Jay Cutler. And some people would probably say reduce that to average, mostly disappointing. But, yeah, in term, we're all still waiting for it. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, and I know that people are trying to resist a little bit.
Don't resist. It's okay. The preseason. It is what it is. Right. Like, that's the thing. You can't get ahead of yourself in the preseason if you just put it under the umbrella of it. It's just the preseason. It's like we're going to get through the next couple of games and probably just the next game for him, right? Will he play all three? Like then, I have a hard time believing he'll play more than a half in the next game and then maybe not play at all in that final game. That's
very possible. Yeah.
Knowing what we know about Matt Eberflus and how he likes to treat the preseason with his quarterbacks, just going on his track record, that would be my guess. Now, maybe he plays a series in game three or whatever, but I think once the preseason is over, you hit the reset button. And you're hitting the reset button. It's like, that's now done. That is a chapter that is closed. The next chapter is the regular season. And once the page is turned onto the regular season for Caleb Williams, we're all going to get a chance to see what he can do. And the encouraging thing for me is usually the preseason doesn't matter that much for quarterbacks in terms of what you saw in the preseason is going to translate to the regular season. It is truly a different game. We said CJ Stroud wasn't lights out in the preseason last year.
Yeah, I don't even remember. That's my point.
Though. So, like, all these, I saw a lot of good rookie quarterback play over the weekend.
Yes.
And so I think these guys are better than maybe rookies have been in the past. And it's a very deep rookie quarterback class in terms of who was drafted in the first round and what's now expected of them early on. So I'm monitoring that. I'm just kind of measuring him against his peers, if you will. But also, once the regular season starts, I'm measuring him against everyone because now the games count for real.
Yeah, part of what I was thinking, too, when I was watching the game is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, maybe the Bears' defense is that good this year. Maybe they have, because I've been pretty hard on the Bears' defense. Like, a lot of people have placed the word top five with them or elite. And even Matt Eberflus sort of shuns that. He's like, what have we proven? We're not top five yet. You know, everybody seems to think top 10, that they're good. But considering what we've seen in practice, Caleb Williams struggling a lot against the Bears defense, and he comes out against the Buffalo defense in a real game where the defenders have actual evil intentions, and he thrives. So it was going through my maybe the Bears defense is good. Maybe this stupid story that we have to do every year about all the defense is testing the offense. This is good for the offense. And I kind of rejected that, as you could hear from the tone in my voice.
Because you've seen it so many times.
Because I've seen it so many times. I saw it with Mitch Trubisky. I saw it with Justin Fields. And then we did the story. Everybody started, maybe the defense is making the Bears off. Isn't this good? Is it iron sharpens iron? Shut up with all that stuff. But watching the game, the conversation has been restarted in my brain. The Bears defense is really good this
Mark,
year.
I will make sure for the next 3 days I try to stay away from as many cliches as possible, because you rattled off a few and I can see how it annoyed you. So I'm gonna do my part and try to stay light on the cliche. I'm not saying they're not gonna come out every once in a while, but like the iron does sharpen the iron sometimes, unless it doesn't. Look, iron sharpens iron, but sometimes you think it's iron and iron. Sometimes it's just tinfoil and copper.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I just don't want to hear that anymore. And look, Marshall, I'm complicit. Like, there's only so many stories to go around in training camp. So when the defense is beating up on the offense, especially in OTAs, it's like, the defense knows all the offense's plays. They are way ahead of the offense. Defenses are usually ahead of this defense is making you better, right? 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 I mean, that's what we did to Trubisky, man. I am sorry. I do suffer reporter trauma from having covered the previous two quarterbacks.
We can treat the next 4+ hours as your therapy session if you need to. So I'm here. I'm a great listener.
Yeah, you are.
You know, my grandmother told
me.
You have two ears, one mouth. You should listen at least twice as much as you talk. Now, I don't come up short on the words, so therefore, I'm going to listen.
Okay.
I got you. I'm here.
I know you said that before the show, and I felt calm. You're like, you saw me over scrambling all my papers.
I got you, man.
And you're like, I got you.
We're about to have fun.
That's what we're doing.
Three days worth of. Now, you may be sick of me by Wednesday, but hey, that's another story for another day.
I want to know if by the end of Wednesday, if I can get a cup of coffee in you. Am I the only coffee drinker on this show right now?
No, they don't drink coffee?
That's amazing.
They don't drink coffee?
That blows me away. I'm around, like, I asked you if you drink, and I think that's very odd. Like, I know you said that, I think a lot of people don't drink or since coffee. Or something
I didn't think, like, everyone drinks coffee, but you made me think about it. I was like, I do know a lot of people who drink coffee, and that's fine. What I understand is, first of all, my parents gave me coffee when I was, like, in middle school or something, just like, hey, taste this. And I was like, why?
It's not a great taste. It's an acquired taste.
It's like obviously, alcohol. I was probably drinking like some Folgers, like back in circa 1985. That's a different level of.
Hold on, check me out. The best part of waking up
is Folgers in your cup.
Yes.
Yeah. So like, now you know you go to Starbucks and they got like the drizzle with the sugar bomb with the like everybody. That's one reason I don't drink coffee. It's like, yo, that stuff is not good for what y'all are drinking. And I know it's coffee based or whatever. It's not good for you.
Coffee based.
Like, it's got some coffee in it, but like, it's a whole lot of cream.
This is our best coffee based drink. We're Starbucks.
Yeah, like 700 calories to start your day, and it's not even anything of substance. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Come on.
No caffeine, Marshall?
I'll drink like iced tea, but I don't need it. Like, I get up, I set my alarm, and when I get up, I get up. Like, and now y'all are getting me when I'm not working till 11 o'clock at night. So now I'm super fresh. I went to bed last night at 9. So I get 9 to 4. That's 7. Jesus. That's 7 hours.
What kind of discipline is this? This is great discipline,
bro. Right? I live alone. Who's keeping me up?
Well, same. And I like to just stay up all night. You know?
Nah, man. This is no. We listen. I knew I had a big day, a Monday, in the first of 3 days. Mark Grody, I gotta be here. Like, come on, man.
All right.
And I was like, it's not just a show. It's a show coming off a Bears. Coming off the crosstown, like the Olympics, like there's great things that happened over the last 2 days that now we get to catch people up on. And you know what? Give our honest perspective. and kind of weigh it out. And I love the idea of that. So I was genuinely excited to take my tail to bed last night so I could get up this morning and give the people a little something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.